This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 267 for Tuesday, February 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are mixed on Tuesday morning as earlier increases fade away. The March canola contract nudges up 20 cents at $591.20 per ton, and the May contract loses 70 cents at $597.90 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, while Chicago soy oil slips back. Modest increases in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Chicago soybeans are narrowly mixed, and soy meal is lower. Speculators are content in keeping their large net short positions in canola, hoping to reap larger profits. As the United States dollar gains strength, the Canadian dollar is down hard on Tuesday morning. The loonie drops to 73.65 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.35. The United States Department of Agriculture is set to host its 100th annual Outlook Forum on Thursday and Friday. The USDA will provide its initial projections for the 2024-25 crop year. There's a belief in the trade that corn acres will be lower at the expense of more soybean acres. While most estimates cut the amount of soybeans grown in Brazil this year, Dr. Michael Cordonnier, soybean and corn advisor, notes South America as a whole is set to produce nearly 214 million tons. That's about 12 million tons more than last year. As for corn, Cordonnier cuts his estimates for Brazil and Argentina by 2 million tons each at 112 million and 54 million tons respectively. Hot, dry conditions in Argentina are being replaced by heavy rains, while Brazil gets sunny, dry weather. France says wet conditions there will reduce its planted winter grain area. Soft wheat alone is down 7.7% at nearly 10.8 million acres, the lowest in 30 years. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower this Tuesday morning. The March contract slips a half cent at $11.92 per bushel. March soy meal dips 20 cents at $348.70 per short ton. March soy oil loses more than a tenth of a cent at 46.77 cents per pound. Chicago corn is higher, with its March contract up 2.5 cents at $4.33 per bushel. Chicago oats is slightly higher, with its March contract nudging up 0.75 cents at $3.79. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March rising 3 cents at $6.75. Kansas City March retreats 3 cents at $5.96, and Minneapolis March loses a nickel at $6.77.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 13th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.